I'm looking at one of Laura's images, and it's a portrait format image, and it's hard to describe what it is, but I can tell you what it resembles or what it seems to be to me. It's a predominantly silver image with some blue colours in there on a black background. And it looks very much to me like, it's an abstracted image, of course. It looks very much like printer's stamps or blind stamps that you might use to imprint a signature on a piece of artwork. But it's not just one, it's a hundred of them, maybe a thousand of them, all composed together. But equally, it also looks like typesetting. Some elements stand forward in the composition and they look like glyphs. They look like letters that you might find in a typesetter's case. And they appear to be metal, but it's very hard to tell. And there's a strange effect, a really interesting effect about depth and texture of this piece of work, because when I look at some parts of it, they seem to stand forward and other bits stand back a little bit. But then when I look again, that doesn't seem to be the case. So it's quite quite beguiling. And it's as though all of these things are elongated and somewhat maybe tumbling over each other, but they're still, it is organised. As you can tell, I don't really know actually what I'm looking at. It's not a photograph. I don't know how it's been produced. I've got an idea that it might be generative in some way, that is created with the assistance of a computer, but it's definitely composed. So I'd be really interested to learn from Laura how she actually produced this image. But if I asked her now, that would be cheating. Okay, I'm going to have a guess at a couple of titles. And the first one is The Typesetter's Case. Maybe, that's okay. And I'll have another guess at, oh, I don't know, Blind Stamp.